This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As I'm recording this program in the first week of September, the situation towards Syria is becoming more and more volatile. But what I'd like to focus today on is the reaction which the American policy has created in its allies and other countries. And of course, it shows that the status and the situation of the United States of America has never been worse in the history of this country. And this is something which you might say is kind of an exaggeration, but it is not, because the Bible has clearly prophesied that that would happen. And I'm going to show you today all the different facts and comments from the international press and the national press showing you how unfortunately true this evaluation is. Now, of course, here's first of all Mr. Putin from Russia, and there's no surprise that he is attacking President Obama. But notice what he is saying. According to an article by the Washington Post on August 31, he said that it would have been utter nonsense for the Syrian government to use chemical weapons, as the Obama administration alleges. And then he called on President Obama to find a nonviolent way out of the crisis. Putin said he was sure the attack was the work of rebels trying to provoke international and especially American involvement in the Syrian conflict. The government of Assad, he said, would have had no reason to use chemical weapons at a time when it had gained the upper hand in the fighting. Now, these are interesting comments. Now, first of all, Mr. Putin most certainly is not the one who should advise others insofar as how to resolve problems peacefully. He, with unheard cruelty, has worked and acted towards dissidents and quote-unquote rebels in his own country. But it is also interesting that in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 5, a collaboration is described at that time between Russia or Media and Persia or Iran. And this collaboration was referred to as a bear, and it is stated that the bear was to arise and to devour much flesh, so showing the still violent nature of both countries, which of course are aligned today as well. But nevertheless, even though Putin's statements are self-serving politically, militarily, and so on, the question still remains, was it really that clear who instigated those chemical attacks? Because one is uncomfortably reminded of what happened when America invaded Iraq, based on the idea that there were weapons of mass destruction, and that's why America had to invade Iraq, and of course it turned out to be absolutely not correct. But it's not just the enemy, so to speak, who are attacking President Obama or not giving him any support. Even America's closest allies have withdrawn. Here is an article by the New York Times, dated August 30, talking about Prime Minister David Cameron's inability to muster the votes in Parliament for support for a strike in Syria, even one limited to stopping the future use of chemical weapons. Shock could be heard in the voices of senior White House officials who never saw the British rejection coming. It says that Mr. Obama has done comparatively little to explain his longer-term strategy for changing the course of events in Syria without getting sucked into a war. And Der Spiegel Online wrote on August 30 that for the United States of America and President Barack Obama, this is a disaster. He's been left in the lurch by Britain, Washington's most loyal ally. What happened on Thursday in London was a historical decision. Notice, a historical decision, something which has never happened before. And, of course, then Mr. Obama announced that he is not going to strike Syria without approval from Congress, and that caused all kinds of interesting reactions. Deutsche Welle wrote on September 1 that even to the president's allies, it looked like an abrupt about-face. To his enemies, Obama's announcement at the White House on Saturday that he would seek Congress approval for a missile strike on Syria was a humiliating retreat. And then the paper points out that the president was not shy of using his executive power in Libya in 2011. Then Obama went to war against Gaddafi's regime, even though the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly against taking action. So one has to ask the question, what is really behind this? What's the motive? Why is that being done? Now, we also understand that a very monumental election is going to take place in September in Germany. And the EU Observer wrote on September 2 about a 90-minute TV debate between Chancellor Angela Merkel and her Social Democrat rival Peter Steinbrück on Sunday 1. And of course, it says it mostly revolved around domestic topics, but there was also some tense exchange on the US spying scandal and the Eurozone crisis. And here is what Angela Merkel said. First, she said that she has no reason not to trust the NSA, the US Secret Service behind the mass surveillance of online users. But a few minutes later, she appeared to contradict herself. When pressed by one of the moderators, Merkel said, "Of course, trust was lost between Germany and the United States." That's the important thing to remember. Trust was lost between Germany and the United States. Trust most certainly is being lost now between the United States and Great Britain. And of course, we know about the problems the United States has been having with Israel, one of the other allies, and we're not even talking about the enemies. So all of this is deeply disturbing. What's also disturbing is the fact that now it was announced, and the Associated Press wrote about it on September 1, that President Mohamed Morsi is going to be tried for allegedly inciting the killing of opponents protesting outside his palace while he was in office. Now, they say a trial date hasn't been set yet, and not only he is going to be tried, but also other Muslim leaders or Muslim Brotherhood leaders. What is interesting to me is this. The United States of America supported, first of all, Mr. Mubarak. Then they supported Morsi. Now they are supporting the military and the current Egyptian government. And the Egyptian people don't like it a bit. Because, you see, they see that no matter who is in charge, America is going to support the leadership. And the current government is most certainly also purportedly guilty of the same kind of atrocities which allegedly Mubarak and Morsi were guilty of. In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 27 and verse 1, we read about Leviathan, and there the word Leviathan is apparently also used symbolically for Egypt, and it's referred to there as a fleeing and twisted serpent, and also the reptile that is in the sea or in the river. And we are being informed that it's going to bite. And yes, Egypt is going to bite the United States of America, and, for that matter, the state of Israel. But here's another very disturbing development I'd like to bring to your attention. It really refers to Germany, but it also refers to the appalling refusal of America to help. Breitbart wrote on August 31 that a team of 20 social workers, police officers, special agents raided a homeschooling family's residence near Darmstadt, Germany, on Thursday, forcibly removing the family's four children aged 7 to 14. Law enforcement raided the home and seized the children solely because the parents homeschool them in defiance of a German law which bans home education. According to the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, HSLDA, the children of Dirk and Petra Wunderlich were taken to unknown locations. Officials reportedly told the parents they would not be seeing their children anytime soon. According to HSLDA, Judge König, a Darmstadt family court judge, signed the order to seize the children on Wednesday. Koenig cited the parents' failure to cooperate with the authorities to send the children to school. In addition, the judge authorized the use of force against the children if necessary, indicating such force might be needed because the children had adopted the parents' opinion regarding homeschooling, and no cooperation could be expected from either the parents or the children. According to HSLDA, German authorities even seized the children's passports, making it impossible for the family to flee. The right to homeschool is a human right, said Michael Ferris, HSLDA chairman and founder. HSLDA is also representing the Romaik family, a German homeschooling family that was granted legal asylum in the United States in 2010 by a U.S. immigration judge. And here comes the atrocity. The Obama administration, however, successfully appealed that decision. When the Romaiks appealed to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals but were denied asylum, HSLDA decided to ask the Supreme Court to hear the case. If denied asylum by the Supreme Court, the Romaik family faces thousands of dollars in fines and possible jail time in Germany because they have homeschooled their children. No one can understand why the White House is showing so much leniency to millions of immigrants who have come here illegally in hopes of securing better jobs, but is so determined to deport this one family who has come to America in search of freedom for themselves and their children, said Ferris. The Obama administration has argued before our federal courts that Germany's policy is legitimate and does not violate either human rights principles generally or religious freedoms specifically. Governments are justified in banning homeschooling for the purpose of suppressing religious minorities, said Ferris. That is the full position of this administration, and it is unacceptable. I might add, it's a shame, and it only shows how uninvolved the United States of America has become when it comes to the true values which it once stood for. God is not going to like it, and God is going to speak with a voice which many people will be forced to understand in due time. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.